Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is going to be our space brothers and their spiritual mission. We last spoke on the subject in the program in February this year. So this is adding to that information. Most of it will be, again, from the book, The Gathering of the Forces of Light, UFOs and Their Spiritual Mission by Benjamin Cram. I'm going to start by reading an article by Mr. Cram's master, and the title is The Gathering of the Forces of Light. Important events are taking place in many parts of the world. People everywhere will be astonished by the reports. These will include sightings in unprecedented numbers of spacecraft from our neighbouring planets, Mars and Venus in particular. Nothing like this increased activity over vast areas of the Earth will have been seen before. Those who have steadfastly refused to take seriously the reality of this phenomenon will find it difficult to deny. More and more accounts of contact with the occupants of the spacecraft will add their testimony to the fact of their existence. Miraculous happenings of all kinds will continue and multiply in number and variety. The minds of men will be baffled and amazed by these wonders, and this will cause them to ponder deeply. Into this wonder-filled, wondering world, Maitreya will quietly enter and begin his open work. He will be asked to counter their doubts and fears, to explain these happenings, and he will vouchsafe their validity. These extraordinary events will continue unabated and cause many to prophesy the ending of the world. Maitreya, however, will continue in his simple way and interpret differently these events. Thus will Maitreya encourage men to see the marvellous breadth and scope of life, the many layers of which man knows but little till now. Gently, he will introduce them bit by bit to the basic truths of our existence, the laws which govern it, and the benefits achieved by living within these laws. He will acquaint men with the vastness of our galaxy and show that, in time, men of Earth will conquer space and time. He will encourage men to seek within as well as without for the answers to their problems, and validate their constant connection to each other and to cosmos. He will remind humanity of its long history and of the many perils which man has overcome. He will sow the seeds of faith in our own illustrious future and vouchsafe the eternal divinity of man. He will show that the path of life, the evolutionary journey, leads unfailingly upwards as well as forever onwards, and that to make the journey together as brothers and sisters is the surest way and the way most lit by joy. Look then for the signs of Maitreya's entrance, make it known, and uplift the hope of your brothers. And that article was originally published in Share International magazine in March 2007. So now moving on to mostly excerpts from the book The Gathering of the Forces of Light. And we'll start with one heading, The Space Brothers' Work on Earth. And this is going to be a series of questions and answers. In what ways do the inhabitants of our sister planets help humanity? The first thing to understand is that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, may be unidentified by the government agencies, but they are real, they exist, and they have a mission. Without their help, this planet would by now be uninhabitable. There are people on all the planets of our system. The masters of our planet are in touch with the masters of the various planets, and the solar system acts as a unit. The planets are not isolated, but are in contact moment to moment, and they evolve together. If one falls behind, as this planet has done, it causes concern for the others. The beings in the UFOs from whatever planet, mainly Mars and Venus, but others too, have a tremendous task in working to eliminate or at least reduce pollution. Pollution is the greatest threat to humanity. More deaths are caused by it than by any other cause. It brings about the breakdown of our immune system and therefore opens us to all sorts of illnesses to which we would otherwise be immune. The space people are concerned with making this planet habitable. They go through our skies, mopping up and neutralizing large amounts of the nuclear waste and the general toxic filth that we pour into the atmosphere. They're not allowed by karma to clean up the planet completely, but within karmic limits, they do so. Otherwise, life on this planet would be very painful indeed. More people would be dying than are dying. More people would be suffering from Alzheimer's. And daily we would be more and more asphyxiated. So we owe the Space Brothers a tremendous debt. Another part of their tremendous work for planet Earth is that they are replicating on the physical plane the magnetic energy field around the planet. The energy field is made of flows of magnetic energy, and where these flows meet and crisscross, a vortex or centre of force results. They are replicating that centre of energy in connection with a new technology, which will be given to us, unlimited, safe energy for all our needs direct from the sun. And it'd be called the science of light, and that will be the technology of the future. It is obvious, therefore, that far from being alien, malicious monsters to be feared, as they have often been presented to the public, the Space Brothers are on a spiritual mission to help in every way possible, within the laws of karma, to maintain the stability and future health of planet Earth. And the next question, what is the nature of the Space Brothers' spiritual mission? Will they be teachers, for instance? They are teachers in a sense. Through George Adamski, who was an early contactee, they have been given quite a body of teaching, especially from the Venusian master on the mothership in George Adamski's book titled Inside the Spaceships. This master's teaching is close to that of Maitreya. It is about the relationship of man to man and man to what we call God, the spiritual nature of all beings throughout cosmos. That is teaching, but they do not come out onto the platform and put out leaflets or write books, not that kind of teaching. The Space Brothers do not come to penetrate every aspect of our lives. However, they will do what we cannot do and will show us how to do it, for instance, in the fields of the new technology and the science of light. They will not work directly as our teachers. They have their own evolution and we have ours. And here's another question. What is the purpose of the Space Brothers underground bases on this planet? What are they doing here? We have despoiled everything on this planet. All land, air, rivers, seas, and oceans are polluted. The spaceships go down into the depths of the ocean and neutralize the pollution as far as they are allowed. We have stored nuclear energy waste in the Atlantic and Pacific, and the Space Brothers do their best to nullify the effects of these terrible sources of toxic waste. So they have a lot to do. It is an ongoing process. They work in a similar way underground, which we have also saturated with our chemicals and nuclear waste. They have devices which can neutralize the worst elements of pollution, particularly that of high-level nuclear radiation. But they are limited by the law of karma in how much they are allowed to help us. Next question. Will the Space Brothers help to teach us about the art of living? Indirectly, yes. They have a lot to say about the art of living, particularly the godlike emissaries from Venus. The beings of Venus are extraordinarily evolved. Sanat Kumara, the lord of the world here on Earth, comes from Venus. The space people have much to teach humanity. But then so have our own spiritual hierarchy, Maitreya and the Masters. I do not think it is a question of choosing between this or that body of teaching. You will find it is all very similar. It is just difficult to do, or seems difficult to us. Will the Space Brothers eventually have a public role in relation to humanity like the Masters do? The answer to that has to be no, but it is a qualified no. They do not want to take the place of our own hierarchy. Anything they do in the future in relation to helping Earth will be done from behind the scenes, showing what can be done. If necessary, they will be active agents of the new technology that they are helping to make real on Earth. This will happen when the time is right, when we have accepted certain principles, in particular the total abolition of war. They have a role, but they will not take the place of our hierarchy. They are too polite, too aware of the occult axioms, and too aware of how to live in relation to other people, to infringe our free will by taking over. They will have an advisory status only on planet Earth. They have come to help, that is it. What is our relationship to Mars that brings them here to help us? It is a neighbouring planet at about the same level of evolution as Earth, although technologically far more advanced, so they can be of help. They like to help fellow planets who are lagging behind, who are in trouble, who are misusing nuclear energy and causing the planet and themselves to suffer. They have a great heart and wish to help humanity. They do it out of love. Why are the Space Brothers helping us here instead of focusing on their own planet? They are conscious members of the alliance that is the confederation of planets of our own system. They work not just for their planet or for any other planet, but for the growth and perfectionment of the system as a whole. That system is the body of expression of the solar logos. If their work entails helping Earth, so be it. That is what they do. If it were another planet, they would do the same. In your 2009 conference talk, you mentioned that the Space Brothers are gentle and subtle. It is obvious by the way they have presented themselves through the crop circles, crosses of light on buildings and so on, that they are capable of the most gentle type of approach. That is normally part of their way of doing it. They do not want to infringe human free will or create havoc. They go about it very quietly, just showing you, if you have eyes to see and a mind to think with, that they have left their visiting card, clearly stating, "We are from space. the other planets of your system. We have come to help you. We are engaged in work on your behalf. Here is a sample of our work. We hope you like the drawing. We have to ask where the crop circles come from. They appear in the middle of fields in Wiltshire and elsewhere, enormous things. They cannot be made by human hands, and yet there is nothing to show how they were done. They are actually done in a few seconds, however big the crop circles are. The plan has already been drawn up, the machinery is set, and as the craft moves for a few seconds over a piece of ground, the turning, crossing and bending of the grass of the crop takes place automatically as they guide the craft in. It has all been planned in advance so that the craft will not do anything else. And here's the next subheading for this particular chapter in the book, The Gathering the Forces of Light. And the heading is Etheric Matter and Current Science. The first question, why do our scientists say there are no humans on other planets? The people in physical bodies on Mars and Venus, Mercury, Jupiter and so on are not at the same level or vibration of physicality that we experience. We know only three aspects of the physical: solid physical, liquid physical and gaseous physical. Above gas, there are still four further levels of physical matter, which so far have not been discovered on this planet. When they are discovered, we will understand a great deal more about the nature and origin of disease, the purpose of life on this planet, and of the reality of life on other planets. The beings on Mars and Venus and the other planets are on the four higher levels of the physical. If you went to Mars or Venus, you would see no one. But nevertheless, they are in physical matter and have bodies made of that subtle, finer physical matter to which we give the name etheric. We ourselves have bodies of dense physical, liquid physical, gaseous physical, and the four etheric physical planes, but we have not yet discovered the latter. And moving on to the next question, how close are scientists to discovering the four levels of etheric matter? Really quite close. They have already postulated something they call dark matter. They know it is there but cannot pinpoint it. Their calculations show them that there is something they are missing. There is some material substance that is invisible. They cannot prove it, but all their calculations point to the fact that such levels of matter exist. These are the etheric planes of matter. They only have to look up any esoteric journal to find out about the etheric, but they would rather make a cyclotron costing £20 billion and spend years sending electrical currents through it, increasingly speeding it up to find out what this matter is. They could find out so easily if they would just open, for instance, the book The Secret Doctrine by H.P. Blavatsky. Some scientists know about the findings of Wilhelm Reich, who discovered what he called the orgone in 1939. The orgone is nothing other than the four etheric planes of matter. Reich saw them as one field of matter, but it is actually one field divided into four planes, each one finer and finer. Some people have carried forward his experiments. At what level and how far that has reached in a world sense, I do not know. And we'll finish with a quote from Maitreya. My teaching will show you that behind all appearances stands that which we call life. There is naught else anywhere in cosmos. Hold forever within you this concept and realize your connection with that life. That was from message number 133. Thank you very much for listening to the program today. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. And wishing you all a lovely week.